If I explain to you what we're doing, I think sometimes there's a thing of doing yoga without really thinking about it, but I think if I explain to you what we're doing, then it brings intention to your practice. So Natasha and me and another woman last week, we did a lot of work on really staying very much in your physical body. And the way that I encourage that through the yoga practice, and you may already do it, is that you keep your eyes closed as much as possible. Particularly when you get to the end of an exercise, you don't immediately open your eyes, you allow yourself to have the sensation of what's being done in the body. And that you keep your tongue pulled back and pressed to the roof of the mouth as much as possible. And the reason for doing that is that it creates a closed circuit inside of the nervous system. Do you know about all of this? You're nodding as if you do. Okay, great. So, I'm going to take you through a set today called Kundalini set number 3, which is very much, I'm fascinated by the energy of the Kundalini in the body. So this is quite a physical set, very much aimed at stimulating that energy. Do you know about the body locks? The root lock, and the central belly lock, and the neck lock? You do. And do you need me to go through that again?
No.
Okay, so, I will see how we go. All right, so let's tune in. Have a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale to begin. So, this is called Kundalini number 3, and the purpose of this yoga set really is to help remove the blocks. You have a lot of spinal movement, you have a lot of consciousness about the fact that we pile our history, we carry around with us a lot of negative aspects. We can be an incredibly positive person, but we will have with us, born in our body, held in our body, a lot of tension and a lot of history. And where this lands is usually around the chakras. The chakras are energy centers in the body. If somebody operated on you, they wouldn't open your body and find your heart chakra. But it's an energy center. So if we have emotional pain or perhaps feelings around parental problems when we were kids, we may have issues around the heart energy. If we had issues around our identity, emotion, fear, sexuality, we may have tension and stored history. We can hold it in different parts of our body. If we were told as children that we can't sing or we're useless or we're no good about how we express ourselves, we may have really strong issues with our creativity. So one of the things that's fantastic about focusing on the Kundalini is when you bring your consciousness to this energy and you really work with strengthening the lumbar muscles of the spine and very, very particularly the root lock the base of the pelvis, when you work on this part of the body, and I bring a fourth aspect into the primary body lock, you build self-esteem and boundaries, which are very, very important. Once you've got a very, very strong base, once your pelvis and the pelvic muscles are very, very strong, then it's much easier to build self-esteem, to rise up from the base of the body. So a lot of my fascination with the Kundalini and with this Kundalini energy, with Kundalini yoga, is how much we can transform ourselves. We can move from one place consciously into another. We can, particularly about manifesting ourselves, particularly about expressing ourselves. It's a powerful, powerful tool. So to start with, I always tend to go for quite strong warm-ups. So I'm going to actually just get you just to release tension in the back of the hips first. So inhale up, and the left is, for me, it's this way, for you it's that way. Inhale up.
And exhale forward.
Inhale up and exhale forward. So you're going to either side, inhaling up,
exhaling forward.
Long deep breaths. I don't do the yoga with you. Whoops. Powerful breath, and use the exhale breath to release the tension that's held in the body. Inhaling up, stretching up. Releasing tension in the back of the pelvis, it's about expanding the lung capacity. Inhale up and exhale forward.
And just shift so that you can start to get comfortable. Head down and start to use the breath to release that tension that you can feel across the back of the pelvis.
Every exhaled breath allowing you to stretch a little bit lower, a little bit more open. Arms above your head. Take a long deep inhale, hold the breath and squeeze all the locks. So the root lock, the belly lock and the neck lock. Keeping the eyes closed, exhale and release the hands. And watch the changes in the back of the spine now. When the spine is stretched, it opens your mind. Great. Okay, legs stretch out in front of you. One of the things that I'm quite keen on is getting a strong abdomen, because I think it makes a big difference to whatever else you choose to do in your life, but it's very important for women, particularly for creativity. So I'm going to encourage you. Have you had children?
Yes.
How did you have them? Did you have cesarean?
No.
Normal. And you?
Yeah, normal.
Normal, okay, great. It's just if you have cesarean, you have other issues. So, keep your head up. We're going to work towards doing 30 leg raises. So, inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, join me. One. Two. Three. Four, five, six,
seven.
Sorry?
Click your
annoying, isn't it, clicking to hips? Is it causing you any discomfort?
Yeah, my hips are really jolly.
But then you can do the other way around. You can put your feet on the floor and do sit-ups.
Okay.
Put your feet on the floor. Yeah.
If I can get up.
Don't go all the way down. Let me show you. So come up half. And just do that. And obviously it's an area of your body that will need to be strengthened. But that, is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? And then as you get strong, how many did you do? 15?
Rough.
Yes, another 15. Take a moment. You don't have to do it immediately, you can relax for a moment.
Okay.
But you know, one of the things that I always encourage in my classes is to really build the back and the abdomen, because
it's just that I have a bad back.
And does that hurt your back?
Yes, it's beginning to show, yes.
Okay, so do what she's doing. Do it the other way around. So do the other 15 as sit-ups. It's impossible to stress how important strong belly and back are.
Are we supposed to be counting?
Let's say you've done 25.
How many is it to do?
30.
Great.
When you're done, sit up. But close your eyes. And it's quite interesting the change that that brings into the state of your body. How you gird yourself, how you strengthen and empower yourself with sit-ups and leg raises. So, come on your stomachs. I'm going to do front platform for 1 minute with breath of fire. So your hands in prayer pose. If you can do this where the whole body's off the floor with breath of fire. Ready, steady, go. We've got 30 seconds left. Stay with it. It's a very interesting posture because it stimulates your thymus, a gland above the heart, which links to your will and your immune system. We've got 10 seconds left, so it's a very, very good posture for depression. Inhale, hold the breath, squeeze everything. And exhale and lie down for a moment. But stay in your body, go into your heart, into the energy around the heart. gently, gently bring yourself to easy pose. I don't mind if you're sitting on your heels or sitting with legs crossed. I don't mind either. But this yoga set starts with a bit of pranayama. Pranayama is breath manipulation. There are pillows here if you need them. Okay. Right hand. Your right thumb under your right nostril. Left hand in Gyan Mudra. And literally long, slow, deep breathing through your left nostril. So your eyes are closed, your attention is on your third eye, and you're just inhaling and exhaling through your left nostril. The left side of the body is the female side of the body, connected to the moon and connected to the negative mind. And when you focus the breath on this side, it relaxes you. Calms you down and cools you. Try and really slow the breath down and be conscious now about how deeply you breathe. So the inhale really goes deep into the belly. And now you're going to take your right hand index finger and block your left nostril. Index finger.
Left?
Yeah. You're going to breathe long and slow through your right. Now, Natasha, look at me. You might find that a more comfortable position. Yeah. Long and slow through your right nostril. And the right side of the body is the male side. It's the positive mind and it's linked to the sun. So where the earlier breath slowed you down, this will warm you up and will stimulate your mind.
Yeah.
belly lock, tighten the neck lock. And exhale and release your hands. Next posture is called Ego Eradicator. Your thumb on either hand represents your ego. And it's said that one of the main blocks to your spiritual path is your ego. And actually, when you put yourself on a spiritual journey, you put your ego in battle with your soul. So what this posture is supposed to do is to burn off your ego. You have to have your knuckles flat. So you're like Simeon, so there's no bend in the knuckles here, and the thumbs will be up. And the hands are like this. Knuckles flat, thumbs highest, exactly like that, yep. Breath of fire. We're going to do 3 minutes. I'd like you not to put your arms down. If you get discomfort in your arms, I'd like you just to lean forward, and that will release the arms. Keep your elbows strong, keep the posture strong. Keep your knuckles flat and your hands, the posture is a very, very strong posture on the hands. Check your posture, make sure your arms are up, that your hands are flat, up at 60 degrees. The last minute. Tight, tight, tight. Pull the belly, pull the neck. Keeping the eyes closed, relax the arms and enjoy. Well done. Exhale. Very well done.
Thank you.
Exhale. Give your legs a shake. We're going to go from relatively peaceful to complete chaos now. And you're going to stand up. But before you stand up, I'm going to explain to you the value of the next posture because I think it helps. You're going to do what's called frogs. Do you know what are frogs? Do you? You don't like them? Nobody likes frogs. But they're powerful. Frogs are very powerful. Frogs are amazing. Frogs, your immune system is essentially housed between your thymus, which is the gland above your heart, and in your femur, which is the bone in your leg. You have white blood cells here. And when you do frogs, what you do is you stimulate the blood to produce more white blood cells, because the blood moves through your bones of your legs, and particularly this one, the femur. This is the largest muscle of your body, unless you're 9 months pregnant. So the amount of blood that goes into this part of the body is absolutely monumental. So it's a very stimulating posture, particularly for ambition and moving forward and change. What you do when you do frogs is you're basically doing squats, contained squats. They're contained because you're keeping your hands on the floor. And you stimulate the spinal fluid. So this is a set that's all about shifting the kundalini energy in the body. So it's a set that's about releasing tension, which is what I talked about at the beginning, lifting off history. When you move in the way that you do frogs, you stimulate the spinal fluid to move up and down. So the posture is very, very stimulating. There is no question that you will feel it tomorrow. And the art of frogs is to do them as fast as possible. Really as fast as possible. You're going to do 26 inhaling up, exhaling down, and then 26 exhaling up, inhaling down. So you're going to swap the breath around. And what causes the pain that you will feel pain, is something called lactic acid. Have you met lactic acid? Do you do other kinds of sport? Yeah, what do you do?
No, I do yoga.
Well, if you do other kinds of sports, you may meet lactic acid, and it's when the muscles start to hurt, it's because the oxygen that you're not, the fitter you get, the less you get the build-up of that lactic acid because the oxygen can take it away. So if you meet the pain, I'll show you how to stretch it out. It's just a build-up of something in the leg muscles which the blood can't take away fast enough. But the art is to do it really fast. So I'm going to ask you to join me here. Yeah? So the trick with frogs is your toes are up and your heels touch. So we'll start with head down. So when you inhale, so inhale, exhale. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about the speed that I would go. Okay, when you're ready, steady, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have to keep going. Are you counting for yourself or are you using my counting? And come stand up for a moment. It's quite wild how it feels, no? How are your legs?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So the best stretch is literally to do that. Just stretch out from the hips. And that should release the lactic acid buildup in the thighs. It's very, very stimulating for the heart as well. Okay. Are you ready? Do you know, when I've been teaching yoga since 98, and when I did the training, there was no question. You had to be able to do 108, non-stop. I mean, you just did. You had to be able to do 108 leg raises. There was no question. Now, this is your inhale, and this is your exhale.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't just watch me.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
You can, I tend to do it like that. And you keep your heels touching.
Yeah.
But it's like a fast track to being very fit. But it's fantastically good for the immune system. And the other thing that's very interesting about it is the posture. Anything that you do with your thighs, that really stimulates the thighs, is very good for getting rid of negative history in the body, because your femur is the bone that has the oldest cells in your body. So it's the one place in your body where you hold a lot of history, because the cells of the femur are up to 18 years old. So you can shift all the stuff through it. It's very good for determination and effort. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up and exhale down. 26 times. 2, 3. 4. So, as you can feel, wildly stimulating the spinal energy to flow. Do you want me to count, or can you count? I guess that's 6. You count.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you music so that you can get lost. Lie down on your back and relax for a moment before we start the next thing. Okay. So, you've got a series of postures that bring you up into shoulder stand, but to get to shoulder stand, you've got to keep raising your legs very gently. So you're going to start with your head up, raising your feet 6 inches off the ground with breath of fire for 1 minute. Okay? Ready, steady, go. Lift your head up, Natasha. Yeah. Stay with it, you've got 15 seconds to go. Okay, raise your feet up a bit higher to 12 inches. Keep going, breath of fire. Do you want a break? Have a break. Have a break. Bring your knees to your chest. Shall I show you a little-known technique for releasing the tension in your belly muscles? Do you know where the fontanelle is? You know the part of the skull which is open when the baby is born? Find your fontanelle, and then find your hairline, yes? So from here to your fontanelle, the fontanelle represents the seventh chakra, the hairline represents the first, and somewhere along here you'll find a really tender spot right in the middle, just a little bit below the middle, which is your third chakra, which is the belly. And if you massage the tender spot, look at me. I've forgotten your name, sorry.
Julia.
There's the first, there's the seventh. About here, there's going to be a really tender spot. Can you feel it? Massage that tender spot, that's your third chakra. And then you'll find the next exercise easier to do. Press it quite hard. Yeah. Okay, now lie on your back, raise your feet 12 inches and carry on with breath of fire. Ready, steady, go! Come up a bit higher, Julia. Yeah, that's not quite 12 inches, but it works. Struggling with it, then alternate legs. Keep one leg up and then swap over and do the other one. There's no point in suffering. I mean, I don't mind you suffering, but. Off upright. root lock. And exhale and just relax for a moment. Well done. How you doing? Strong, eh? But I haven't given you all the full times, I promise. I'm being very kind. I know it doesn't seem like it, but I am. But it's good, it makes you strong. And if you were to take on a set like this, if you did this every day, in a very, very short time, you'd be really strong. Yeah. And you just do what you can. It's good that you stop when you can't do any more, and then you start again. It's fine. But if we did this set each week for a month, by the end of the month, your strength would be totally different. Okay, your next posture is a shoulder stand. You've both got a blanket, which I suggest you fold. Because if you put your shoulder here, shoulder line here, and your neck there, then you just make a bit of a break between, you just elevate the neck slightly, you don't put quite so much pressure on it when you do shoulder stand. So, shoulder stand's a very interesting posture. It requires your stomach muscles to do it, which is one of the reasons why you want to have strong stomach muscles. But what you're doing when you do shoulder stand is you're putting all the organs of your body into the position that they were in during gestation. So it's very relaxing for the body and it's very relaxing for the heart. So, inhaling up, come up, adjust your shoulders, and then bring yourself up into shoulder stand. And then if you're strong enough, you can stay up just with your hands on the floor. Okay, long deep breathing. Let me see where you're... I think you've both got your mats the wrong way around. You have. You are fine. Okay, let me get you set up better. Right, lie here. Right, now lie on here. That's better. Now for you, the full shoulder stand, can you come up? Straighten your legs a bit. And bring your legs up. That's it. Bring your legs up. Put your hands under here. That's it. There. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah. There's a big difference.
Yeah, now you're still, I'm straight. Can you see you've still got about 40 degrees to go? If you get ache in your feet, just bend your knees. It's just the blood pressure is not able to make all its way all the way up there. Very, very gently, without looking like a dead fish. posture and lie completely flat. You didn't hurt yourself when you came down, did you?
No.
Good. You have to lie totally flat after shoulder stand. And it's very strange. You feel like a jigsaw puzzle that's been put back the wrong way around. Heads towards me. So your next posture is bow pose. So you're on your stomach, heads towards me, holding your ankles. So you reach behind you, hold your ankles and pull yourself up with long deep breathing. I'm going to aim for a minute and a half. Head up, slow the breath down, big smile. This is my most hated posture. and sitting up with your legs stretched out in front of you. So, you're going to completely reverse that posture
by holding onto your feet, or ambition is a wonderful thing if you can't quite reach your feet, with breath of fire.
Keep stretching forward all the time. Down, stretch forward a little bit more for the last 30 seconds. Down, and notice that exquisitely painful stretch that goes all the way through the back of the legs, through the back of the pelvis, all the way through the spine. You can make it quite fast, doesn't have to be slow. Bend your elbows with the exhale.
Breath out of your lungs, stretch forward as far as you can and squeeze the root lock. Hold the posture.
Keeping the eyes closed, inhale and release the posture. Thank you. your ankles and your heels are outside your hips. I can't do this posture because I dislocated my knee a few months ago. But ideally, you would be lying down on your back with Breath of Fire. It can take a while to get you to your back, but you want to aim for eventually being on your back, lying flat. I confess to being old. With Breath of Fire, ready, steady, go. Very potent posture for the Kundalini energy at the base of the spine, so a very tight squeeze. Exhale, and you're going to sit up, but you're going to stay in celibate pose with long, deep breathing. So come up. And now if you can, sit like that with long, deep breathing. Do you need a pillow under your arse? Sit more up. You might find it easier, Natasha, if you put your top of your feet on the floor or put something underneath your bum. Yeah, is that better? Okay, so slow your breath down now. Into the last posture in this position, which is to take your heels and push up with the head back with Breath of Fire. inventive name for a minute. You're right.
My seed is a funny thing.
You can just kneel and hold the back of your thighs. Nearly there, you've got 10 seconds. Inhale, squeeze, and exhale. And I would, if it was me, I would completely curl up now into baby pose, so that now you put your forehead on the floor and totally reverse all of those positions. gently uncurl. We're going to do a meditation. I'm going to start working on a meditation that I'll keep going with for a few weeks because it's quite a difficult one. And then you get to do a relaxation. Are you both okay?
Yeah.
Make sure that you stay warm now because you worked pretty hard to get to this place. So I'm going to take you through, and the reason that it takes a while, I tend to teach this over three or four classes. There's a lot of information here. I personally find it a very difficult meditation, but I remember when I first did it. I've done it two or three times in my life, for 40 days at a time. And I remember when I first did it, I found it really, really hard to understand what was happening. And I don't think it's because I explain it badly. There's a lot going on. So, the meditation is called Sodarshan Chakra Kriya, and it's said to be the most powerful meditation known to man. So it says here, of all the 20 types of yoga, including Kundalini Yoga, this is the highest Kriya. This meditation cuts through all darkness. The name Sodarshan Chakra Kriya means the Kriya for perfect purification of the chakras. It will give you a new start. It is the simplest Kriya, but at the same time the hardest. It cuts through all barriers of the neurotic or psychotic inside nature. When a person is in a very bad state, techniques imposed from the outside will not work. The pressure has to be stimulated from within. So, okay. Have you played around with mantras and anything like that? Okay. You're going to use a mantra today, which is Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. It was found written on the wall of a cave about 5,000 years ago. It's not really assigned to any religion. It just means ecstasy through consciousness. It's like saying, wow, God. Wahe Guru. So, Wahe Guru. The Guru is a third beat, so it's a three-beat mantra. Wahe Guru. So, you're going to repeat Wahe Guru 16 times, which means that you're going to, there are 48 beats in that 16 times, because 3 times 48 is 16, yes? Are you with me? So it's a 3-beat mantra, which you're going to repeat 16 times. So you're going to pump your belly 48 times. How are you going to achieve this? We're going to use your hand as a mala, as a counting mechanism. You're actually best to use your left hand because you're going to use your right hand to block your nostrils. Meditation. The purpose of meditation is to still the mind. And we have three techniques when we meditate to still the mind. One is mudra, hand posture. One is mantra, Waheguru is a mantra. And one is pranayama, breath manipulation. What you're going to do with the breath is to manipulate the breath. So, where this meditation becomes powerful is that you're using every possible combination at their highest level to still the mind. So what it means is that to master this meditation, I will teach it over several weeks. What it also means is because you're focusing so much on counting properly, on repeating the mantra, on holding the breath, on all the different things that you've got to do, it's actually a very relaxing mantra at the end. It's a very relaxing meditation because you are fully engaged. And when you're fully engaged with the mudra, the mantra, and the breath manipulation, the mind relaxes and it's very peaceful. You get peace, yes? That's why we meditate. And that's why in some disciplines we use techniques like meditation, because when you mantra, because when you have a mantra, the mind can't do anything and it gives you a separation, yeah? So, that's one aspect. What you're going to do is use your hand as a counting mechanism. We're going to use the left hand. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, yes? Each of these fingers has four joints. So that means I can use my hand as a mala, as a prayer bead, as a counting mechanism. So, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru. Natasha, watch. Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru. That's four. Waheguru, 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 waheguru. That's 8. Keep going until you get to 16, and you've done your 48 pumps. So, how you do this meditation is you're going to take a very, very long, deep inhale, and you're going to hold the breath. You're not going to move the breath. You're going to hold the breath in your belly, and whilst the breath is held in your stomach, you're going to pump your stomach. So just watch for a moment. I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to block my right nostril. So that's one cycle of the meditation. I clearly have a fairly large lung capacity, and the art is, as you build your lung capacity, to start quite quickly, because otherwise you freak out. When we can't hold our breath, we fear death, so you freak out. So the trick is to move quite fast. Yeah? Are you clear so far? So you use waheguru, waheguru, waheguru. So each time I say waheguru, I'm going. So as I pump my belly, in my mind, I'm saying waheguru, waheguru. Yeah? So each syllable of that mantra, waheguru, is one pump, is a pump. Am I being clear? Okay. So what is going to happen is that you're going to have an extraordinarily large amount of air in your lungs. You're going to build up an enormous amount of prana in the body. So you're going to start feeling very elevated by the mantra because of the prana. The prana is the energy of the divine in the air. What also happens when you hold the breath in this way and you pump is you clear unconscious anger, rage, upset and fury from the body. It's a bit like going in with a blender and releasing everything that's caught up. So when you exhale through the right nostril, you clear the unconscious burden, yeah? So you can see why it would take a few goes to teach it. So we're going to just do 3 rounds today, and we'll come back to it again next week. So left hand in the end, just start. So you can start here. So right hand under your right nostril, long deep inhale. Okay, take a long deep breath. I'm going to give you a moment to get used to it. There's one last thing. When you do it, you look at the tip of your nose, which stretches the optic nerve, and it will make your eyes ache. Okay, so we're going to do 2 more rounds, and then we will have started with Sudarshan Chakra Kriya. So, right thumb under your right nostril. Looking at the tip of your nose. Squeeze everything. And exhale. And just take a note. There's a very interesting space, even just after four breaths. Very, very interesting experience in the body and the mind. It's a very, very strong meditation, and it's worth taking it on for 40 days. And at the end of 40 days, nothing will ever be the same again. I'll show you. Let me. Basically, what you're doing is you're inhaling, so put your hand on the belly.
You're just contracting muscles.
Yes, I'm moving the diaphragm up and down, but I'm not actually releasing any breath. I'm just making a very turbulent thing going on inside my stomach. The stomach is the seat of the subconscious. So what this does is it releases all the unconscious burden that we carry around, all the stuff that is there in the background that we don't really acknowledge. It's a powerful meditation. It's worth playing. Relax, lie down, cover yourselves up. Move your tongue and your mouth. Move your fingers, move your toes. Rotate your hands, rotate your feet. Rub your hands together and rub your feet together. And then stretch, huge, long, opening stretch. And then come sitting up. Great, well done. You need to drink lots of water after that. Okay, hands in prayer pose. We close the space by chanting Sat Nam three times. Inhale. Sat Nam. And inhale up. Excellent. Well done.